And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Boy, if you're not with us, you're missing out, because we have moved the Spartan Mobile Studios down to Battle Creek, and we are at Arcadia Brewing Company, where they specialize in Arcadia Ales. And this place is not only a brewery, it's a full restaurant as well, and it's a great place to just jump in a car, make a little road trip down to Battle Creek, and you're going to experience some fantastic microbrewed ales as well as an excellent menu. And I see the chefs have pulled up some barbecue here. We're going to be tasting in a minute. But I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome out there, Grill World. We are at the Cereal City, and we're going to have Cereal Killer in a little bit. Right now we're tasting some Jawjacker, and it's best to you each morning. I'm just wondering if Tony Tiger ever comes in here.
No, actually, Tony is, as you might imagine, a non-alcoholic kind of figure for Kellogg Company, and he has gone by and waved to us. He never misses a chance to give us a wave, but Tony's never actually been in Arcadia, and that makes sense for sure, given the demographic for the product that he represents, for sure.
But, such a politically correct answer.
We love our friends at Kellogg, and we know we have Tony's support, but we understand that he has other places to be sometimes.
You know, we love our friends here at Arcadia, and let's talk a little bit about this Jawjacker. I think that's aptly named for a couple guys that are on the radio, but I know you didn't name it after us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Actually, you're not far off the mark relative to how that name came about, Jop. A few years ago, we wanted to get into that fall seasonal, that pumpkin pie spice beer category, if you will. It's a really popular style. I mean, if you're following the beer world at all, you notice that those breweries that do make them, they seem to be getting out on the shelves in the retail stores a little bit earlier each year. August, you know,
right.
You start seeing some of these pumpkin beers. But it's a tremendous category. To give you an idea, last weekend I was up in Portland, Maine, visiting a dear friend and our brewing consultant, Alan Pugsley, from Shipyard Brewing Company. He was the guy that helped us get started 15 years ago. And Shipyard makes a pumpkinhead beer. They introduce it in August. This year alone, they will produce and sell over 30,000 barrels of pumpkinhead.
Wow.
So for those people who don't, you know, it's not a beer for everyone, but it is that fall spice that it does have that pumpkin pie spice kind of flair and those, that cinnamon, that allspice, the clove, hopefully with a deft touch, but not too much over the top, but a nice easy drinking beer that I think goes with a lot of the these fall grill, sometimes if you're tailgating, right? And I know there's some people in Lincoln, Nebraska right now that are tailgating and going to be supporting the big green machine out there at Michigan State taking on Nebraska today. They got some brats or some sausages that they might be enjoying on the grill. And I'll tell you, Jawjacker is a great beer to go along with those, a little spicy brown mustard. Or if you're just making a nice fall stew, you want something that the temperature's kind of cool outside, you feel like some comfort food, if you will, and you're taking a nice some stew meat, whether it's venison or some wild game, or even just a nice cut of beef that you want to make a stew out of, and you've got that rich gravy, Jawjacker would be a great, great comfort beer to go along with that.
That was a perfect pairing, that with brats, because the Spartan fans all have a ton of brats right now. The Wisconsin people just left so fast they left all their brats in the parking lot. So they took them all to Nebraska with them. Yeah. It's a perfect pairing.
Well, we don't want to forget our friends down in Ann Arbor who are going to be playing a little homecoming game today as well. I'm sure there's some tailgating going on down there. And this Jawjacker would fit with the stuff that's being grilled down there as well.
But, it would be perfect.
Boy, Job, thanks for bringing that up because, you know, my son graduated from the University of Michigan and my daughter currently attends. So if I didn't get that plug-in for Big Blue as well as the Green Machine, I'd be in trouble today. So, yeah, thanks. You saved me there.
That's all right. Well, hey, let's talk about one of these other – you know, you've got some seasonal ales here as well as your tried and trues. Tell me what else is on tap here.
Well, we've talked over the months, and you guys have been great to have me either call in or show up on the show, so thanks for all that opportunity. But we've talked about our IPAs and our Sky High Rye and the Hop Mouth and our IPA because in the craft beer category, there's a lot of people that really love the hops. So those are always going to be here. Right now we have our Hop Rocket on tap, and that is our Imperial IPA. That's the largest IBU beer that we make. So for those hop enthusiasts that don't get a chance to see that too often, we do have a fresh batch of that on tap. But the fall season for us is about changing a little bit from the lighter wheat style beers to a little bit more color, a change in flavors as well. Those light citrusy, crisp flavors of spring and summer yield for us into a nut brown ale or a porter style ale, and we start making some transitions in products in that regard.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys. The Spartan Mobile Studio is down at Arcadia Brewing Company in Battle Creek. We're talking right now with the owner of Arcadia Ales. Well, one of them, his better half isn't here, but Tim Surprise. And we're just talking about some of the wonderful brews these folks make. But beyond that, you need to come down and check this place out because I see a table. They have prepared a feast. I can smell the foods. I don't know what's over there, but it's killing me. I think I smell like brisket and maybe, I don't know, there's some beautiful plates of grilled and smoked food that...
Yeah, we prepared some of our what we think is our best barbecue item is our Texas-style beef brisket that we just came off the smoker from about 13 or 14 hours on our Southern Pride overnight. You've got some of that. We've got a nice little smoked pork chop that we're going to have you try with a nice little sauce that is specifically made to go with it. And, of course, we've got some fresh jalapenos that we've stuffed for you and wrapped them and put those on the big green egg that have been smoking on some bourbon barrel chips. So you guys are in for a treat here. You might want to extend your show to about 11:30 or 12.
I'm thinking we just might want to, like, carve out a piece of this table and just set up the studio down here and just come here every Saturday.
You know, nobody's got it better than the Grilling Guys. I tell you what, I don't know what your hobby is, but this one's mine. And, this is a fantastic gig if you can get it. We are down at Arcadia Ales in Battle Creek. He's throwing out the food for us like you wouldn't believe. The big green egg smoker's on the street smoking up a storm. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. Music and voices are all around us.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.